From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Spanish prosecutor asked a judge to issue an international arrest warrant for the former president of Catalonia and four of his ministers after they failed to appear in a Madrid court for questioning about their efforts to break the region away from Spain. Carlos Puigdemont's lawyer said he planned to fight the warrant.
The law has 9 exceptions on the European warrant. The court can refuse the extradition.
The same judge sent 8 former Catalonian cabinet members to jail without bail and ordered another to be held pending a bail payment. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling for swift justice in the case of accused New York City truck terrorist Saifullah Saipov, including the death penalty. In a speech Thursday to a conference in New York City on defending national security, Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not rule out the option of declaring Saipov an enemy combatant.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article III courts or at Guantanamo Bay.
A leading Republican Senator, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, issued a statement ridiculing the idea of prosecuting the case in federal court. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi visited the conflict-torn area of northern Rakhine State for the first time Thursday. On August 25th, Myanmar security forces began what they called a clearance operation in response to deadly attacks on police outposts by insurgents. The United Nations said the response has been disproportionate and amounts to ethnic cleansing. Some 600,000 people have fled the area. This is VOA News. A court in Macedonia has convicted 33 people of being members of an ethnic Albanian militant group and planning terrorist attacks. VOA Macedonia Service Chief Lilica Ketanovska has more.
With helicopters hovering above and an extremely tight security, including armored vehicles and at least 100 police officers deployed around the courthouse in Macedonia's capital Skopje, almost 2.5 years after the event that left 8 police officers dead and about 40 wounded, the highly anticipated verdict was delivered. The indicted in the 48-hour standoff with the Macedonian police received a total of 755 years prison sentence. 7 out of 33 got a life sentence for crimes that include terrorism and participating in a terrorist organization, and 13 were ordered behind bars for 40 years. The rest of the convicted got between 12 and 20 years in prison. In May 2015, in a Kumanovo city suburb called Divo Naselje, Macedonian police confronted a group of armed and masked men, most of them from neighboring Kosovo. The group itself lost a dozen of their men in the clash. Lilica Kitanovska, VOA Macedonian Service.
South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers Thursday that North Korea may be planning a new missile test. Andrew Palcheski has those details.
The agency said there was brisk activity spotted at North Korean research facilities just days before U.S. President Donald Trump visits Seoul. The agency did not say how the activity was detected. North Korea has carried out a series of nuclear and missile tests in defiance of U.N. Security Council resolutions, but has not launched any missiles since firing one over Japan on September 15th, the longest such lull this year. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Pope Francis visited an American military seminary and the site of a Nazi massacre in Rome Thursday as he marked the Catholics' All Souls Day, commemorating the dead.
This is the fruit of war, death. May our Lord give us the mercy of crying.
The Pope said that humanity hasn't learned or hasn't wanted to learn the lessons from war. U.S. President Donald Trump has named moderate former investment manager Jerome Powell as the new head of the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank. Powell has been on the Fed Board of Governors since 2012. Trump says he has the wisdom and leadership to guide the U.S. economy through any challenge it may face. He praised Powell as a consensus builder and noted he always had strong bipartisan support. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.